Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is brought to you by Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bringing you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
Yesterday we asked the question, does Caleb Williams need to outplay Shedeur Sanders on Sunday? Well, later that day, FS1's Chris Broussard said this on First Things First.
What are the chances that Shedeur outplays Caleb? Back-to-back games going up against former number one picks.
Shedeur Sanders, coach, will outplay Caleb Williams.
What a take.
Now, the Bears will win, but because Shedeur is facing a much weaker defense,
yeah.
Caleb obviously facing one of the best defenses in the league, and Myles Garrett is going for that sack record, all right? And so he's going to be under duress. Shedeur is going to outplay him. Caleb has not thrown for 300 yards all season. Shedeur did it in his third start.
That's FS1's Chris Broussard. Layla Marshall, what are your thoughts on those comments on FS1?
I completely understand his reasoning. I expect the Bears to be up in this game. I expect because the Bears are up and trying to run the football that the Browns will be throwing that thing all over the field. You hope it's to multiple turnovers to the Bears defense, but I could see him putting up a better statistical game, even though Caleb Williams may be in a more quote-unquote game manager role and get the win.
Yeah, I still think that Shedeur Sanders gets outplayed by Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams is still the better quarterback. I understand that Shedeur Sanders can get his and the progress can be there. He was named the Browns starter for the rest of the season last week. So we knew this was coming. And yeah, against the Tennessee Titans, he had 364 yards. He was 23 of 42. So if you're attempting 42 passes, which I don't know that they're going to do against the Bears' run defense, which has made opponents happy. So given all of that, I still think advantage goes to Caleb Williams. I was dying laughing when I heard Danny go, what a take.
Number 2.
Which underperforming Bears player would you like to see have a get-right game against the Browns on Sunday?
He's not underperforming because he can't target himself. DJ Moore, I have not understood the lack of targets all season. He averaged 8 targets per game in 2023 and 2024. Safe to say he also had more receptions in those 2 years. He is averaging 5 now. He was only targeted 3 times in his last game. And unfortunately got blown up on a screen and got blown up on a reverse. And that is, it doesn't suit me that this is happening with DJ Moore, who is a guy who can be multiple for you. As we've talked about, they've used him out of the backfield. That's not a target. They've also been able to use him in the screen game, which I think, unfortunately, has not been present enough for the Bears. That is something that I would like to see them do more of, is just have flat presence, have screens that work. So that's a desire I have. But I don't think he's underperforming. I think it's just a function of how the players are being read in the field. And that's who determines who gets the target. So it's DJ, but he's not underperforming.
I can understand why DJ is your answer, because yes, negative 4 yards is not enough. How about positive yardage? Let's start with like that as a baseline for a receiver. Just come up with positive yardage.
I'm just aware, like, you can't target yourself, because if wide receivers could, we would be in an entirely different league dominated by receivers.
Yeah, no, I get that. But the answer is clear here. The answer is Jalen Johnson. He did not look great, and I know it was his first game in a long time to be playing football, but they need that man to be closer to his normal self if they're going to do anything of consequence when it comes to the playoffs, or even, I guess, getting to the playoffs, if we're being honest. Browns offer a perfect opportunity with a guy like Shedeur Sanders. You know they're going to be throwing that thing around. Jalen Johnson with a couple of pass breakups, an interception, something like that, that would be wonderful for a team trying to make sure that it's in its best position going up against Jordan Love for a second time in 3 weeks.
Number three.
On the final day of the winter meetings Wednesday, Sun-Times Cubs writer Maddie Lee wrote that teams have inquired about second baseman Nico Horner and explored the potential ripple effects of offseason moves. Lee writes, quote, "If the Cubs were to sign an established third baseman to a multi-year deal, they've expressed interest in three-time All-Star Alex Bregman, sources confirmed to the Sun-Times, they'd have the option to revisit conversations on Horner with plans to move third baseman Matt Shaw to second base," unquote. How would you feel, Layla and Marshall, if this was indeed part of the Cubs' offseason plans?
So in this formula, Layla, you're swapping out Nico Horner to get Alex Bregman from an offensive standpoint. And frankly, that sounds like an upgrade, but when you look at what Nico Horner was to the Cubs offense last year, and the fact that his WAR was so much higher than the WAR of one Alex Bregman, I don't, unless you're doing more stuff in addition to that offensively, that's not the answer for me.
Of course teams are going to ask about Nico Horner. He's in the third year of a contract where he's got one season left, making $11.5 million a year.
Bargain.
For a guy who practically hit 300. So, yeah, I'm sure that teams are inquiring. If I were a team, I would be too. I'm not stupid. But that's the problem here, is that the Cubs don't have enough of those guys to be able to offer something up to get something in exchange that they want. And then they have these stuck situations at positions on the diamond, which we have discussed. And I still, as you guys know, don't think they have enough offense. So Nico Horner and his 6.1 B WAR, tied for fourth among all NL position players. Yeah, I'm sure they're asking. And I think you could also make the argument that you could extend Nico because he lengthens your lineup. And we saw how that really affected it when other people who we expected to produce offense weren't hitting as much, Kyle Tucker, due to injury. So, yeah, I understand that that's what they want to do. And I could understand why the years of control for Matt Shaw would, I think, inspire them to not want to trade away Matt Shaw. But I don't necessarily know that trading Nico is the answer.
Number four.
This is 5 on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Mark Grody, he'll be with us at 1:25, bringing us the latest from Hallis Hall. Question number four. What's the splashiest move you'd like to see the Cubs make to improve their pitching?
Oh, did you want me to say something? Because I have mine locked and loaded. If you
the
want me to go there.
The way you're just sitting there smirking.
I was curious as to what you were going to say. I'm genuine. I have no idea. I have like not even a guess as to what you might say here. But I have one.
You should have a guess. You should have somewhat of a guess as to what I'm going to say.
Maybe you're aligned with me on this.
I mean,
if it's splashiest, that's a superlative, right? As in the most splashy move they can make. Yo, go get Tarek Skubal. Holler at me later.
Oh my God. No, that was not what I was thinking you were going to say. I was like, oh, what are these free agents who are available?
Is that not the splashiest move they could make?
I think in that scenario, you probably end up trading Nico Horner.
If you want to make it make sense, that would make sense, would it not?
Just another, like, sell the farm for and part of the big league team for a rental again?
You got to be willing to sign Scooble. It's got to be a Garrett Crochet to the Red Sox situation. That's what it has to be.
Well, considering Garrett Crochet was his only contender for Cy Young.
So, Scooble?
I mean, in?
That's jump on board. Get in, loser.
That's wildly splashy. There's no question about that.
The question was splashiest, right?
Yeah, that was on the splashy scale that I just created. That was at a level 20 out of 10.
There's no more water in the pool. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, you basically just SeaWorld Orchid that entire conversation.
And very comfortable with freeing Willie. Very comfortable.
No. My lame self over here was just going to be like, oh, I think Framber Valdez is a good idea.
It's a good idea. It's just not as splashy as Tarek Skubal.
That was, man, splashy. Like, I was like, oh, for the Cubs to try to get Framber Valdez, arguably either the most attractive starting pitcher available or one of them. I know Spiegs loves him some Michael King. And he's a lefty. I understand he's 32, but I still think that Framber Valdez has a lot of gas left in the tank. You know, since the start of 2022, he is 57-35 with a 3.21 ERA. He averages, and here's the sexy part, 191 innings per season. It's almost 200. Nobody does that anymore.
That's a lot of out-getting, as Craig Counsell would say.
Right, and guess what they need?
Out-getting.
But is this splashy? Not compared to you, fireworks.
Look, the question was posed. I'm just in my bag like, oh, I heard Tarek Skubal's not re-signing with the Tigers.
You know what's so funny? It's like when Jerry Reinsdorf was like, oh, we're not getting Ohtani, I'll tell you that. And I was like, how can he feel that way? What is the feeling that is like? I think I'm experiencing it right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Five on number five.
Question number five will be centered around this soundbite from Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
In honor of NFL Christmas Game Day live on Netflix, I'm going to be wrapping some Christmas gifts for you guys here. Full disclosure, I've never successfully wrapped anything.
That's the latest Netflix promo for the Christmas Day games that the NFL will be having on Netflix. And if you look at the video, Jared Goff did an okay job. It wasn't the best. He did an okay job at wrapping stuff. So my question is, Layla and Marshall, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the very Christmas best, how would you rate your gift wrapping skills?
Oh, you're looking at me now.
I mean, I parentified child over here used to wrap her own presents for Christmas starting at the age of like 13. You know, at 10, I decided I was too old to trick or treat. I don't know why I'm like this. So then guess who got better at like wrapping presents? Yours truly. So then I watched those videos, you know, like on TikTok or YouTube or whatever, where they're like, we can make it easier. And then they make it look practically effortless. Then my cousin used to wrap gift baskets for the liquor store she used to work at when we were growing up. So then there became like a whole wrap off, except it wasn't the fun kind. It was gift wrap. So I would put my skills at still, despite all of that, at an 8.
On a 5-point scale?
No, there are people out here making bows out of wrapping paper. I can't do all that.
Well, we went lower on this scale. We only went 1 through 5 on this one. So you're 5? Because you can be braggadocious and say an 8 on a 5.
8 out of 10 is 80%, so that's 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I'm a 4.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
Look at you simplifying the fraction. I see you.
I just thought you were really, really good. Like, I'm an 8 on that.
Which
is fine.
No,
that would be totally fine.
My cousin is way better than me. There's seriously, legitimately people making bows out of the wrapping paper. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing?
So we're talking about like the fanciness of it then too. Because I was going to give myself.
They'll be like, here's a wrapping paper sheet that's the size of this 8x11 piece of paper. Let me wrap a car in this. And somehow they'll figure it out. And I'm like, what are you? The devil?
Okay, so I just went from
wrapping a Christmas present. I know the irony is there.
It was going to be a self-assigned 4.5, but I feel like I need to lower it. The only thing that ever gives me problems is like super abstract items, if that makes sense. But as long as it's like something that should be wrappable, pair of socks, a box of any shape, size, if you give me enough wrapping paper, I can wrap it. But now you got me thinking about other things, like the basket itself, wrapping that and making bows out of wrapping paper. I can't do that, so I'm going to lower my score to a 3.5. But anything that's normal, like if you want me to wrap this cup, I could do that.
Our friends at Yingling gave me the cutest little gift basket wrap. It's like Yingling holiday goodies, and like they even put a cute bow on that. No, there's so many other wrapping skills. Can I tell you about something? I'm going to break some rules here and let you know about something diabolical I saw in Wrapping Talk. See, like they did a nice job.
What is
job
Wrapping Talk?
Wrapping Talk is TikTok for wrapping Christmas presents. Thanks to Yingling.
Is that a hashtag?
I don't know. I just kind of made it up.
Oh, okay.
Like me accusing somebody who's anti-God to get a Christmas present, aka the devil. So what I'm trying to say here is it's devil magic, you know, when you're wrapping a car in the size of a sheet of paper. So there's this diabolical wrapping job that somebody did of like things that when you put them together makes it look like you got that person a drill. But it's like a jar of something on top of a box of something else, and then the top is a bottle of something.
Oh,
so then they wrap it all together.
That's next level
trickery.
Deep in
algorithm this day.
I didn't actually. That was like one of the first few videos I saw.
Feels like another version of Is It Cake?
But it's so funny because like that person thinks they're getting a drill, and then you open it up and it's like three different things.
One of the items Jared Goff in the Netflix promo had to gift wrap was a football. How would you guys attack that? I mean, I will tell you. You tell me how you would do it, and I'll tell you how he did it. I'll explain.
Well, let me ask is the quest here in gift wrapping a football to disguise that it is not a football, or is it wrapping a football?
We're talking Jared Goff level.
Oh, okay,
he's not a good gift wrapper.
I can't believe he's bad at something.
You can fold. You just got to have enough so you can fold the ends, and once you can fold the ends, you can do anything.
That's exactly what the approach was, like kind of like a cough drop or like a Jolly Rancher. He just took that approach.
Oh, he twisted the ends.
No,
I meant to fold the ends underneath.
He twisted the ends.
That's
it's like a Tootsie Roll.
No, I'm not. Yes, I'm with you, Layla. No. No.
I love how like avant-garde it is. Like his brain just works differently.
It's like this wrapping paper needs to cover this item. I'll just twist the ends and put a little tie on the end.
I love it. Like I would say, you can learn a lot about people by how many Fast and the Furious movies they've watched.
I've seen them all.
See, you can learn
a lot
about people.
What did you learn? That's all I want to know. What did you learn?
Well, for you, it's your love for movies overrides a lot of things.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, somebody on TikTok or on the Twitch mob also saw the TikTok with the fake drill. Okay, good. I'm glad to say I wasn't the only one who saw that. Mm. It was pretty funny. Yeah, my Layla 630, Layla's wrap off has me picturing 8 Mile in a scene of a dark warehouse wrapping gifts on stage with M.
All I get is one shot. Did you spill spaghetti on yourself while you were...
What did Ed Orgeron say yesterday? Spaghetti all over the place? Is that how he put it? Talking about... I can't. I just function every time. If you would like to continue this random conversation with me, speaking of liquor stores, guess where I'm going to be later today? Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norwich from 5:30 to 7. I will be there. You can chat with me about football. Please don't get Mark Grody any more bear glove deodorant. He has all that he needs. That happened at the last event we did. Register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Noah Sewell. It is at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th. It is all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city.
You know, every time we do this, all I think about is a fat orange cat who loves lasagna and hates Mondays. That's all I think about.
And Nermal. Garfield hates Nermal.
Nermal's so adorable, though.
Nermal's the cutest. You know who also might understand our Garfield's reference and laugh at Ed Orgeron trying to quote Eminem?
Would be a former college football player who's very happy that his team is now in the college football playoff after admitting they shouldn't be in the college football playoff.
Of all the people we need to ask about this, you thought we'd go Notre Dame on you. Let's turn to the U. Jarrett Payton, next on Raheemy Harrison Grove.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jarrett Payton.
My name is Jarrett Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jarrett Payton wearing his father's number, number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jarrett Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on. And here he comes up. His son Jarrett is with him. Sweetness. What an ovation.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jarrett Payton with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
We should always thank Uncle Luke. That should be one of my, like, daily affirmations. Thank you, Uncle Luke. Shout out to Uncle Luke.
I feel like he was sipping on some Hennessy when that CFP final selection show rolled out.
How about that? Justice for the U. No better person to talk about it with than Jarrett Payton. He is at Payton's son on X. He joins us via Twitch, right. twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore and the Circus Sports Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Hi, Jarrett.
Hey. Hi, both of you guys. And yes, Marshall, I had something in the cup. I was looking at some new stuff that I got as well. Got some Pappy Van Winkle. So ain't gonna open those up, but you know, for a special occasion, that's like a special occasion. I might have to just crack it open. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna look at them.
No, if this isn't the time, when is the time?
When they win the national championship?
I don't know. I'm saving. I'm gonna save. I mean, especially the year 23 bottle I got. I'm definitely gonna save that till a kid gets, you know, married, grandkids, something like that. That's when you crack that open.
Oh, okay.
Caller Ray Diaz to the Jarrett Payton show just suggested the Bears Super Bowl.
Hey, I'll do. Hey, straight up. I mean, I've been saying, like, why not us? You know, if it happens, I mean, it's only right. I guess you got. Yeah, I might have to switch it up my timeline just a little bit.
Okay, so Jarrett, this Bears team right now, what you're looking at, what you're seeing. We got four games left in the regular season. What do you think about the possibilities here? Are they as endless as they were before they went to Green Bay? I mean, what do you envision here for the Bears as best case scenario?
Marshall, one game at a time.
Oh, man. One game at a time. Come on, man.
No. Only reason why I say that is because, you know, just being in our position and what we do, and then just walking the streets, talking to people everywhere you go, it just started scaring me a little bit right after the Packer game. Was everybody was talking about the Packer game, the next one. And I'm like, whoa, bro, we got a game coming up this Sunday against the Browns. Like, we can't skip over games. And I know those guys aren't, but I think the focus is you're still in this thing. And looking at who the Packers have to play this weekend, who the Lions have to play, I mean, you got Lions got the Rams and Packers got Denver. I mean, they got some tough matchups. And so you just need to take care of your business. And the outcome for me and my outlook is you're still right in this thing, Marshall. You just got to keep winning games. You got to take care of your business, and you got to see both of those teams in your division again coming up here. So just keep winning games. And if you could take care of your business, then you have an opportunity. I didn't think we're talking about an opportunity for 10 wins. Vegas has a team, I think at the beginning of the year, 8.5. I said the under. I said 8. I thought they were like really close. So to see them exceed the expectation, especially my expectations, yo, I give this team so much credit that anything's possible. And the way that the NFL is this year, just by seeing just all of the parity and like all the craziness of teams that should beat teams and they don't and they're losing, yo, this is a perfect year for the Bears to be in this situation that they're in to truly make a run.
We're talking to Jarrett Payton, always happy to do so here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall's still just like gunning for me right now. What are you giggling about?
No, I'm just happy because he did the field work for us sitting in the studio of finding out that it indeed is a fan trap game. That's what he confirmed.
I did, yeah. That was the term I used. And frankly, I'm guilty of it too, Jarrett. You know, that's not the standard around here. And Myles Garrett deserves to be respected, and so does Shedeur Sanders. But this is...
Yeah,
it
can
is.
I say
Yes.
I say something, Layla. Okay, so just going back to the Packer game, though, real quick, and I look at it as looking how close that game was, how bad the Bears played in the first half, and then figuring out in the second half and getting that ground game going and really asserting their will on that Packers defense. The coolest part for me was when they were cutting the shots, and you're looking at defensive players over there just like huffing and puffing, and the Bears are just on their ground game. I'm like, okay. And to be that close, even though it was gut-wrenching to the way that the game ended, it still shows you that, yo, we're here. Like, we're here. We didn't even play our best football in the first half, and we're here. I believe in my heart that at this part of the year, you know, everybody patting on your back, you're number one in the NFC, all this, everybody's telling you all these great things about you. And at some point, like you're on a win, you come in on a game on a win streak. Yo, I believe that once you lose a game like that and it hurts, you go back and you study a little bit harder. You comb through the film just a little bit more. And I'm hoping that Kevin Byard and company, all the guys in the back end of that defense did go with Dennis Allen, go back and comb through and say, we have to. When you're winning games, you watch the film, but you don't watch it like after you lose. And so, to me, I think it's going to be a stepping stone for the rest of the season as they go down this stretch. In some ways, good for them just a little bit to get that gut punch and say, oh, time to wake up. We got business to handle. And so, kind of like a wake-up call, and I think a perfect game heading into Sunday against the Browns, who, yeah, Myles Garrett is a beast, but that team is definitely beatable.
Also, you just reminded me that my over's about to hit on Bears over-under. I forgot about that until he said, we're about to get these wins. I was like, oh, that's right.
Coffee for everybody here at 670 The Score.
Yeah, I have no problem sponsoring a coffee run. That's no problem at all.
Team Coffee Run, win thanks or not. To Marshall Harris's investments.
Jared, what are you most concerned about now with this Bears team? Is it the Kyler Gordon news and understanding that Dennis Allen really is not going to have a full complement of defensive players, even if and when Tremaine Edmonds comes back? Is it more about the quarterback development and just hoping that Caleb, the next time he has an opportunity like he did at the end of the Packers game, makes that play? What is the number one thing on your mind as far as top of the concern list?
Well, after watching the Packer game over and over again... establishing a pass rush at some point to help the back end of your defense out just a little bit more. I think also just getting Caleb in a rhythm early on in games and getting that rhythm and that relationship between him and Ben Johnson and the play calling to, because I believe they're both like on the same path, right? Where, because he's calling the plays and then Caleb's going out there trying to execute them. And you see the play calls get better as the game goes on. And I feel like those two are kind of like linked there. Can both of them find a way to find some synergy early on in game, some simple throws, some checkdowns? I know they want to establish the run, which is their bread and butter, and they should. And I said this on Mullion Hall on Tuesday. I give credit to Ben Johnson for staying with the run and not getting away from it even when it wasn't working, because he knows that that's what that offense is built on. But getting Caleb some easy throws early on and getting him in a rhythm to have that offense going just a little bit earlier, because it's too hard as you get to this point of the season to try to be picking it up in the second half or after the third quarter, in the fourth quarter. Like, teams are – this is crunch time now. And you have to be able to put together four quarters of football. And we really haven't really seen that from this Bears team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And so if Caleb – that's what concerns me a little bit. Not his growth, though. I've seen the growth. I've seen the progression in his game. Chris Bouchard, his comments about that Shador is going to outplay Caleb. Like, I was on the treadmill listening to you guys, and I was screaming at the TV, like, what is this dude talking about, man? Like, stop talking. Caleb has the ability to be special. We've seen it. We see it in some of the throws. We see it in his highlight reels. We see him on the run. It is still, he's a work in progress, man. And it's crazy because we all wanted to be further along, but we always have to go back into our mind and really kind of remember that he's in year one with Ben Johnson, another offense. I'm telling everybody out there, the fans and listeners, everything that they already know, but I just want to remind you. And we have seen, there's things technically that he's going to have to work on as the season goes along, but definitely in the offseason. Footwork. He's a gunslinger. He trusts his arm so much. Sometimes his feet aren't underneath him. Everything is kind of off whack, but he believes in his arm that much that he can throw from any angle. And when he's set and he's planting, especially on three-step drops when the ball needs to get out on time, that's where he has success. But I give him a lot of credit as well, because he's been under center more than I think I expected him to be under center this year. And when you look at his college film, that really wasn't the case at USC. I mean, rarely under center, so you never really saw it. And the fact that he's learning that, that's another big step for him as he drops back and also trying to break down coverage and what's going on with those defenses he's seeing.
No, you're right, Jared. And I actually think some of the Bears' most successful plays this season have been with him under center. And that's a testament to him adjusting yet again to what he's being dealt with.
Yeah, I think he's getting better. And I mean, I can't wait. And I know I don't want to skip over games. I don't want to skip over just what the rest of the season's going to look like. But it's hard for me now not to think about next season and where he will be at this time and what we'll be talking about when we're sitting here talking about where the progression of him is. Is he where everybody hopes he, or exceeding a little bit more expectations, or are we going to be seeing the same exact thing? That's what interests me the most. As I look at it, because it's hot and cold with people when I'm out in the streets talking to them about Caleb, and I tell them just to pump the brakes just a little bit. Let's watch this kid grow. That's what it's all about.
That is Jared Payton. We're always happy to talk to you, Jared. Another great conversation as usual, and congratulations to your Hurricanes. They deserve
it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, go Canes. You already know what time it is. Yes, sir.
Congratulations and good luck in the upcoming playoff.
I appreciate you, man. And Marshall, I'll have you over for some pappy, man. I got you, bro.
Let the good times roll.
That is some good stuff right there. You take that invitation seriously.
You know what it is? It is luxury embodied in a drink.
Yes, it is. I hope you have some pappy soon, Jerry. You deserve it. That was Jarrett Payton. You can catch The Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your Spart TV weeknights live at 7:30. The GN Sports crew will break down the biggest stories in Chicago sports with a laid-back vibe as they hang out in their corner office. And they get everybody involved, which is a really cool idea. Well, the Cubs have signed a pitcher. We'll tell you who it is next. And then there's that whole matter of who they didn't sign. And we'll tell you who that is next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Two.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
Do you think you could still sign someone like multi-year or high leverage, no doubt high leverage arm? Is that market you're still aggressive in?
Yeah, I think we could. We'll be in that market. Whether we end up signing someone or not, I don't know. Depends on how other teams value them, honestly. But yeah, I think that we can definitely be in that market. And we're obviously going to sign more relievers this offseason.
That was Sahadev Sharma asking Jed Hoyer, so you going to sign somebody? Anybody? This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that was the answer. Well, as I mentioned, we have a bit of breaking news. Breaking news on The Score, brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Multiple reports are saying that the Cubs have signed left-handed free agent reliever Hobie Milner. How many Rangers bullpen hands do they want? After Phil Maton, now you're getting Hobie Milner. He is 34. He is part of a bullpen that the Cubs are clearly trying to improve upon after last season. Milner appeared in, I believe it was 73 games last year.
That's it.
What else you got in the stats? Because I closed out that window because I was reading too much about other things.
You don't want to hear what I have to say about this because I am thoroughly unimpressed, to say the least.
He's
a soft-tossing sidearm lefty who averaged 7.4 strikeouts per nine last season, his lowest strikeout per nine rate
over the last six seasons. What did I say that they needed as far as pitching goes?
I believe you said the term swing and miss stuff.
Yeah. He does not qualify for that. If this was maybe the old world where you can come in and just face one guy and go sit down.
The old world.
You remember, right?
Yes. Yes.
Games were a little bit longer, but at least you got to put your best pitcher in a situation against the best hitter without worrying about what happens next. Because you just go get another pitcher. Look, I get it. They have to sign someone. As was indicated in that sound coming into this segment, right? You got to have people on your roster. But I worry that this is going to end up with a bunch of people on their roster that aren't good enough to lead them to more success than they had last year.
Oh, you mean and apparently end up like what happened last season, according to Craig Counsell, who threw this out there at the winter meetings a couple days ago?
The bullpen is, you know, we talked about this earlier this week. Like, you know, what we thought about our bullpen going into the season, and maybe just reread it, maybe what we thought. We were wrong. We're pretty wrong on it. We ended up pitching pretty well. But I think at the start of the season, it maybe wasn't the guys that we expected to do it. So it just shows, I think it's get a bunch of good arms and kind of see, you know, what happens and have enough abilities to pivot when you have to, during the season. And so I think part of that absolutely this year will be Porter had a rough season. Porter Hodge season bouncing back. That's going to be important.
Now, I'm all for people admitting when they're wrong, and Craig Counsell, I think, is secure enough in his managerhood that he's able to do that.
Managerhood. I like that.
But
I really do.
I do understand why they pick up a guy like that. It's 1 year, 3.75, according to reports for Hobie Milner. I'm okay with it. Left-hander especially, you know, that does up the ante a bit.
So you think I was overreacting?
Not necessarily. I just think when we're told emphatically by the Cubs that they want to make improvements to their pitching, and then we're still trying to figure out what the thought process was behind ultimately ending up with Shota Imanaga for another season to the tune of $22 million. You're trying to figure out how this all gets put together. Then there's the Bruce Levine report from the other day. Bruce Levine reporting that the Cubs could have had Devin Williams, which may also have added to your strife, Marshall. Just a little bit. Let's listen to what Bruce had to say.
The Cubs had a three-year offer for Devin Williams before he signed a three-year deal with the Mets for $51 million. But it wasn't for $51 million. His preference, according to some agent sources, is that he wanted to go to the Cubs, but they didn't approach $51 million. And frankly, for Devin Williams, I don't think I'd be approaching 3 years and $51 million.
Devin Williams is coming off the worst year of his career. I get that, Bruce. I really do. And so, yeah, $51 million seems like a lot. That's 17 per, right? That's a lot. But at the same time, I just think there is this dissonance of what the Cubs believe players are worth and what seemingly everyone else believes players are worth. You know what it reminds me of? Did you ever see, like, when they were talking about the older people in Congress talking about, like, going to the grocery store and seeing how much milk was?
Or you mean people trying to tell us that we can't afford houses because the price of avocado toast is what we're spending our money
yes,
on?
Yes, in that same. Sometimes you're just out of touch with reality, because guess what? Even if you believe something to be true, if it's all relative and everybody else believes the other thing as far as value goes, you're going to be left with nothing.
Yeah, I said this in transition with Spiegel and Holmes a couple days ago, and I'll say it again. I am worried that it is the market. And then separately, the market according to the Cubs. When you don't want to do things that other teams are doing to sign players, like, say, defer money, or you don't want to pay what the market value is, which is where they go to the highest bidder, this is the market value of this person, then you're going to be left with signing people who may or may not fit your plan. And then I think it results in what Craig Counsell was talking about.
If anyone has ever played fantasy football, baseball, whatever, then unfortunately, this is what it's like. This is like that guy in your league or that woman in your league who has played rotisserie style or has played draft style, and then all of a sudden, for the first time, they're in an auction league. And when you draft, the auction league is very different because you have to put up so much money for a player, and if you get outbid and you don't know what you're doing and you can't figure out how everyone else is valuing people, you're left with a very bad team.
You're especially if, say, if you're scouting, is it like you can want what the Cleveland Guardians do, but unless your scouting is to that level, and I'm not saying the Cubs is or isn't, but if you don't have the front end infrastructure to make that happen in your front office, then I don't know what the discussion becomes. Making do with what you have?
Well, that's clearly what they had to do as far as bullpen last year. They made do with what they had, and it was good enough to get to the playoffs, but it wasn't good enough to advance as far as, you know, they wanted to.
Do you know what frustrates me particularly about the fact that it's Devin Williams who said this? Is because he worked with Craig Counsell in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And that's where he was ridiculous with that airbender changeup, whatever you want to call it. Like, Craig knew how to deploy him as well. I would have loved to have seen that combination here.
Well, you weren't going to see it for $17 million per year.
Well, you know what? I also wasn't going to see Edwin Diaz walk through that door for $23 million. Well, and that's the point here.
Tough.
Wild. Welcome to Chicago, Hobie Milner. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is probably the same amount of workload you had last season. Maybe more. We'll see what happens. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody, a friend of ours has come to the studio. Excited to see Lou Kanellis of Fox 32 Sports, the host of Bears Game Day Live and Bears Game Night Live. Let's talk to him about some of our concerns about this Bears game that I've deemed a fan trap game with the Browns. Lou's in studio with us for the 1 o'clock hour, so we'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.